In a lab on the campus of Purdue University, researcher Leon Brendel pulls the pin out of a refrigerator that has been elevated on a big metal frame. Now, he's able to spin the refrigerator, even tipping it upside down.
There are some loose objects in here.
The goal here is to test how the refrigeration system works when spun around on Earth, a crude approximation of what it would be like to have a fridge in space, where there is no up, down, or sideways. Brendel says since at least the 1980s, NASA has made several attempts to get a fridge system similar to those used on Earth working in space, with varying levels of success. One effort in the 2000s was sent to the International Space Station and failed soon after being turned on in zero gravity.
That was a very unsuccessful project. In the meantime, that thing has been literally tossed overboard of the International Space Station because it just did not provide any cooling.
There are some options for keeping things cool on the space station, but those are largely used for scientific experiments and aren't efficient enough for keeping food frozen on long missions. What makes Earthbound refrigerators hard to translate to space is their use of oil as a lubricant. That oil relies on gravity to keep it where it needs to be. Stephen Kasky is an engineer with Air Squared, Purdue's industry partner on the research project.
And that's normally why this black-looking device, this mechanical-looking device, is at the bottom of your fridge so that it helps, gravity helps keep oil in that compressor. This is part of that orientation dependence.
The fridge developed by Purdue and Air Squared is oil-free and has been designed with an eye towards energy efficiency. In order to test their fridge system, Leon Brendel and Purdue professor Eckhard Grohl took their fridge onto a plane that performed parabolas, flying up and suddenly dropping over 3 miles in about 20 seconds, approximating a zero-gravity environment. Professor Grohl says they had to use those brief moments to see how their fridge system reacted to zero gravity.
We're taking all these measurements, doing zero gravity. Does it still perform the way it's supposed to be when it's at zero gravity, right? What changes can we observe and what do we need to watch out for?
In videos of the test, the Purdue team scrambles to take measurements during the 20-second freefall, while everything around them begins to float.
Oh, 027!
I threw up.
Grohl says the team is still analyzing the data from those tests, but their fridge shows promise.
We were trying to find stable operating conditions that are basically have zero, where the gravity has zero impact, right? That's what we ultimately wanted to prove.
All of this is important because right now astronauts rely primarily on shelf-stable food, dry goods, or canned foods, which last somewhere between 1 and 3 years. That's long enough for trips to the moon or stints on the space station, where they can receive regular resupplies, but not nearly long enough for a trip to Mars.
Refrigeration takes a lot of resources in a very resource-restricted environment.
This is Dr. Grace Douglas, the lead scientist of advanced food technology for NASA.
And refrigeration could increase the shelf life for some foods and some nutrients, and we're trying to figure out exactly how long that could be right now because we really want a 5-year shelf life.
Douglas also says, especially on long missions, food is important not only for nutrition, but also because it can be an astronaut's connection back to Earth.
As Earth becomes smaller and smaller and they don't have that beautiful Earth view, having food that they can choose from that's familiar, that is one of the only things sometimes that can provide that familiarity to Earth and something that's like a comfort.
If the parabolic experiments show that the fridge system worked well, researchers say the next step will be a long-term test of the fridge on the International Space Station. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Ben Thorpe.